It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who can't find an audio cable to save their lives, so they built adapters using baling wire and duct tape. Yeah, this show's gonna go well. It's Patch and Switch.
He's such a downer.
I know. I tell you, if you jiggle it just right, it'll work. It's fine. It's clipping. Doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay.
I think I got it. Is this one loose?
So I don't think I don't think they knew that we were coming to the studio today.
I think I can tell you the same thing. Absolutely correct. Are we live? The camera's working? Oh, they're
there. Hey, we're here.
Cameras are working.
Do we have audio?
We have audio.
Are we actually on?
We have audio. We have feedback issues.
I heard the band.
The band was good.
They're in a totally different building now. They're not even allowed in this building because their previous room is now the studios for learning.
Mm-hmm. It's a little crazy. And someone actually broke in and graffitied the walls.
Multi-buzz.
someone's writing on the walls now.
You know, everybody was saying it was so dark every time we're in the studio. So they lightened up the walls, and then they put dry erase stuff on the walls so we can actually write on the walls.
Except if you use a Sharpie.
That's correct.
Well, you can write
once. I've already been told once to watch out for not picking up that Sharpie.
Well, and Rick, that's just, it's write once, read many.
That works. That's a good algorithm. I like that. I'm using, in honor of the snow and the crazy rain and the weather.
There's no snow outside. I don't know if you've seen that.
I had to take my moose in today to be able to make it into work today. But I'm also
the moose.
I'm also wearing my earmuffs instead of headphones.
I can see that.
Keep my ears warm. Keep the ears warm.
One Wise Geek asks, new command center. No. This is the Patch and Switch bunker. They painted the walls. And they took some of the sound deadening out, so it's a little echoey, but it's okay.
And I swear they honestly had completely removed the entire guts of the studio. We built the wiring and the cables and the sort of stuff.
Yes.
We built that in the last 5 minutes.
That's why there's only one camera.
The other camera angles are now broken.
But we'll get it back.
Yeah.
We'll get it back. Scott Gothal says, writing over the Sharpie with dry erase will remove the Sharpie ink.
They say. But it doesn't really work.
No.
Not these Sharpies.
Welcome, everybody. Should we see? I need to do a refresh.
I was about to do the same thing.
So I can see who's in the chat room. It's been a while. I've not been on the show for
like
a long time.
It's been about 2 months for you?
Well, so we didn't do an episode a fortnight ago because it was the U.S. Thanksgiving.
Correct.
And then the episode before that, I went on a random vacation.
Yes.
So
that's a month.
Yeah, so a month and a half about.
And then before that, were we away somewhere?
You were away.
I don't know.
No, we did the MVP Summit.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Craziness.
It is.
We are here sort of back to normal.
It's normal as a day can be.
It can absolutely be.
So it snowed.
It did.
which if you know anything about Seattle, it just causes complete and total mass panic.
Herbigurd.
There was a run on water and canned goods at the grocery store last night.
Are you serious?
Yes. The shelves were bare.
Dude, we got like an inch and a half, and we're at elevation.
I know, I told you.
We got about 3/4 of an inch down by the lake.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. My dog loves the snow.
Yeah.
Because he came from Canada, the land of the snow. When we left Canada 5 years ago, almost, in January, it'll be five
years.
Does
he still have his accent?
He still has his accent. He has his Nexus card.
He has his Nexus.
The Nexus card he wears around his neck to get back and forth quickly on the border. But he also happens to remember, because when we left Canada, it was a blizzard. It was literally 60 centimeters of snow. That's about 2 feet for you Americans. That were falling at the time when we left.
You think I can't calculate
Making sure. Okay. Just making sure. Because, you know, this episode is actually called Commonwealth Coffee Crisp Canadian Tire, alliteration of the C's for the Canucks.
In Canada.
Yeah, because you weren't here.
you took over?
Yeah, I took over the name.
Oh, all right.
So it was there. I have to do a shout out, though, because I understand, and it was finally delivered completely safe from MVP Summit.
Yeah.
You delivered me a box of 120 chocolates of my favorite Canadian chocolates, Smarties, Kit Kats, and Coffee Crisp.
Yes.
Intact, unopened, from our illustrious Vizio MVP. Thank you.
Was intact, not opened.
That is correct.
Note that all the Coffee Crisp were present, despite the fact that I had that for over a month sitting in the studio in my house, staring at it, going, there's Coffee Crisp in there.
Yes.
And there's those little, what's the little airy one?
That's Aerobars.
Aerobars. Yeah. Those are pretty good, too. Yeah.
They melt very quickly.
They do.
I snuck some of those in to watch a band concert in high school because you're not supposed to have food inside of the theater.
Was there anything left when you opened it up?
I went to put my hand inside the pocket, and I felt this really mushy thing. And it had entirely melted as a liquid form of chocolate inside of the wrapper.
Ugh.
So it was crazy.
That's not good. That's not good. Pierre Romant says 2 feet are what we call Tuesday.
What?
So let's say hello to Pierre Roman, Frederick Bork, Bork, Bork. We've got One Wise Geek Fair. Britt has joined us from Denver, eh?
Mr. Kupka.
Tom Kupka. Kowski's here. Vizio, the aforementioned Vizio MVP, Scott Gothals is here, as is J-Shock running the buttons. Though, I think he's gone to sleep because he really doesn't have to press any buttons. There you go. We need to get him a CPAP.
Hey, now.
Doesn't sound like you're breathing all that well, buddy. Let's see. Vizio MVP says, I did have permission to hold some of the Coffee Crisp ransom. Yeah, I just figured it makes me look better if I don't.
Yep.
And then I can just guilt him into giving me some. It's a slow day around campus because of the aforementioned snow.
We have a private bus service, commuter service, that basically is able to pick up Microsofties from around the Seattle and Puget Sound area. And the one that was canceled...
Yeah, there was only one that was canceled.
Only one route
is the one that goes
right. Is the one that, you know, right outside our doors.
But in all fairness, it was freezing rain this morning when I left. When I went out to scrape my car.
That's not freezing rain.
Well, when I went out to scrape my car.
You call it freezing rain. It's not freezing rain.
Okay. So the quarter-inch thin layer of complete ice all over my windshield, not covered by snow. But the after I had scraped everything off and then I had a quarter-inch of ice, that's not freezing rain.
No. Were you using a credit card?
No, I actually have.
You've never had the winter experience until you can't find
the
snowbrush.
Dude, I grew up in Utah.
I know, but you have to use the credit card to be able to get it off your windshield?
No, the best thing is in Utah, the snow is so light. You know what you do? Open the garage, get out the blower. Not kidding.
Oh, it's that dry. Before in Montana.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because the snow is that dry. You get out the blower. Just blow it right off your car.
There's a picture on Twitter of a guy using a squeegee to clean the driveway today.
A guy using a squeegee?
Instead of a shovel.
In Seattle?
Yeah, using a squeegee.
Oh, my goodness. Just wait 20 minutes. It's turned to rain now, so it's all going to be gone. Yeah. The big thing is they were expecting a lot of snow that it was supposed to hit in the evening commute last night, and it did in the South Sound, so the area south. But what was really interesting, and I don't know, I have a window office so I could actually see it, and then you could also see it on the radar. There was a lot of wind, particularly on the east side of the Seattle area.
Yeah.
So what happened is when that storm would push up and all that moisture, the wind would actually push the snow out. So you could actually see on radar, it'd be moving up, like it's going to hit the east side, and all of a sudden it's like, there's this, you know, the
vortex,
little indent from where that is. Yep. And then I could actually see it out my window because here on campus, there was quite a layer of cloud. But then you could just see this, it would actually almost fold it over. over by where we live up near the ridge there, and it was clear.
Nice. Yep.
So, it was really interesting. But it was supposed to snow a lot earlier. We were supposed to have a bunch of it. And then the thing is it was supposed to turn to rain about 2 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
It didn't actually turn to rain until about 6.
6 or 7.
But basically, it's all good. The roads coming here
were fun. As three experienced winter drivers.
Yes.
We made it in safely, and I think we can probably...
Well, the reason we made it in safely is we left before all the idiots were up.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about me driving around.
Exactly.
It does get icy up on the hill.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about ice, which I tend not to drive if it's icy. But if it's just snow or packed snow, I'm all good. And even going up the hills, you know, people freak out because there's stop signs along the hill, and they'll actually come to a complete and full stop, which you don't do.
You have full license to be able to do the California stop.
That's right. Roll it.
Roll through it.
In the wintertime, it's called the Canadian stop.
Yeah.
And then you just keep on going.
Here's a question.
In Montana, they call it physics.
They can spell that up there?
F-I-S.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. I thought there was a Z there. Oh, it's at the end, isn't it?
Yes.
I-C-K-Z?
Yeah.
Z? They don't say Z there. Only in the northern part of Montana, up closer to Canada. I was reading an article because it was on Facebook, so it has to be true.
Of course.
And the guy's like, when you're coming to a stop, put the car in neutral. When you're coming to a stop on slick roads.
Oh, God.
And don't let the engine push the car forward. And this is a defensive driving expert, quote unquote, air quotes, expert.
So you unfollowed?
Well, no, this is, I was just sitting there going, that goes against everything I've ever learned snow driving. Like, you don't use the brakes. Use the engine to slow you down. Yeah.
The hilarious part is it reminds me of a university trip that I did to go back home in the middle of the wintertime when I decided to drive with my buddy who's from Texas. No offense to Texas. You weren't Texans.
Yes.
He's never driven in snow before in his life. He has his own car. He bought all season tires in Texas, thinking that it was the best thing possible for snow.
Well, depending on where you are in Texas, because it rains a hell of a lot, yeah. So all seasons are awesome.
Right. So, but he 3 o'clock in the morning, not sleeping, driving for 15 hours straight, 18 hours straight. He's doing dry road gravel drifting techniques to go around corners on the highway.
With all seasons.
All seasons. After our second 360, I just had him stop the car, and I took over at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It is an adventure, and the other fun game, and this happens anywhere. You've got the guy in the big four-wheel drive who thinks that
mud.
Yeah,
I can drive like mud.
Exactly. And then you try to stop, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, here it's the land of crossovers. So you know how many crossovers a big truck running a little too quick can pick up as he's trying to come to a stop and go sliding on through, right? What do you think of the whole, I mean, everybody here is like, oh, we got to put the snow tires on. We get maybe a few inches up where we are.
Snow tires are great for going the pass.
Right.
If you're going up the pass, over the pass, and right. technically you're supposed to be using snow tires because of the rubber compound when it gets down to.
Correct.
Close to the 5 degrees centigrade, 10 degrees centigrade, that's even too warm. To get better traction.
Isn't it below the 0 centigrade supposed to be with that?
Basically at a 5 degree centigrade, so what's that, like, I want to say 38, 34. Maybe 40, if that.
35.
The rubber compound's like a hockey puck
if
you have a regular tire. Yeah. So that's why the rubber is different on snow tires.
You know what we used to do in Montana? We just poured bleach on the tires, and it would soften them.
Wow. Good tire life expectancy.
Yeah, I guess.
You weigh the tire? If it works, it works.
It worked.
And then the other fun part, there's the big threat of, I'm always running. This is the thing that kills me about some of these Facebooks. It kind of comes. Sorry, let me vent. I don't mean to go off on a rant.
And then we're going to move on. We talked about the weather enough.
I know. But
closing comments, Mr. Snow.
The Facebook post starts, I'm always running late. What's the fastest way to defrost my windshield in the morning? Because I can't start the car and let it warm up. Somebody actually suggested throwing warm water on it.
Oh, nice. Good God.
Throw boiling water. Boil a pot of water and throw it on top.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen at all.
Yeah, because you won't have a windshield anymore.
But hey, it's clear.
But
once you kick it out.
but now it's now, now the thing now. Is fill a bottle with 3/4 of the bottle with isopropyl alcohol and the rest with water and spray it on there. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're going to take all of the effort to take a spray bottle and spray down your windshield, get a damn scraper.
Yeah. Or turn the car on.
I got a
better
remote
idea.
Starts awesome.
Clean up the garage and park it in there.
Yeah. I can't. My boat's in there.
So I'm having this side conversation going on with Mary and Simon over in the UK about feral parakeets.
I'm sorry, what?
It's completely tangent off of this. Simon keeps on posting pictures of feral parakeets in the UK.
Okay.
And how they're taking on the magpies inside the backyard right now. And I'm like, what is this? Did someone like release a couple of parakeets a couple of years ago? And it's like, no, apparently there's like 50,000 parakeets that are native now.
Are they flying south or something?
They stay there for the wintertime.
But they're taking on the magpies?
They're taking on the magpies.
East Side Story.
Are they walking around with snapping?
Yeah, I can see these birds just, yeah.
Warriors, come out to play.
When you're a keet, you're a keet all the way.
I'm so
Yeah, we're musical geeks.
We've already lost control of the program. I've been back less than 15 minutes, and I've already derailed the show.
Gone. Okay. Thanks for joining us this week.
By the way, Jane says, just buy de-icer? Just a thought?
De-icer. Oh, the thing, get a sheet. So it's like, take a sheet and put it on there. And I'm thinking, okay, that'll work until there's an inch and a half of snow on it.
Then not so much.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We're here. We're safe.
What's this show again?
We're supposed to be talking about tech geek humor, I think. So, well.
It's not a humor. I think we've gone there.
Yeah. So this show has multiple segments. I actually remember that. It's been 2 months since I've been on the program, but... we have multiple segments. The first one that we talk about is From the Trenches, which are the things that we are doing in our day job. Not just us, but also the folks in the chat room can, of course, contribute.
Totally.
Wherever they have something to add.
You get to start it off because you haven't been
here. I haven't been here.
And you have to think about what you can talk about.
I can actually talk about quite a bit. I've been doing a lot of support. yeah, I know, right? Help desk, this is Joey.
Sir, your Windows machine is running. I'd like you to please go here and go to this website and install the software.
Why does the coffee cup holder keep closing?
Joey Snow, tech support.
What we're trying to do is really working on getting first day resolution. Particularly anything related to a cloud service,
FDR.
Yes, FDR. First day resolution.
How's your FDRs?
It's better than it was when we started.
Nice.
So they've asked us.
20-point increase? 30-point increase?
Yes.
Rice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rice.
Rice.
Rice. Beer tires. okay. I just got sidetracked by the chat room. So I'm pulling tickets and actually closing tickets. And learning a lot about our service as we do that.
And they're not actually pieces of paper.
No.
Did you know that?
That is correct.
They're in a computerized system. They're called ICMs.
Yes.
ICMs?
Yep. Incident something something. Incident case management,
yes,
I believe.
Case management. I was going to say central management.
That's what
management.
You guys use.
Yeah, you're internal. We don't know what you use.
ServiceNow.
Oh, you guys are on ServiceNow?
Yes, we are.
Huh.
Neat.
Did you know ServiceNow is available as a service that you can quickly connect via using Azure Active Directory?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cloud service, you actually do the deployment of that. All of your user provisioning through AAD. Pretty cool. Pretty slick.
So talk about your tickets.
So let's see. What were some of the ones that I've been working on? There's some questions about pulling reports regarding identity protection. So Azure Active Directory identity protection, where we leverage a lot of the information that we get from systems. Because our team runs the Microsoft account system as well. So we don't just run Azure Active Directory. We run everything, Outlook, Xbox, all of that stuff. They're all Microsoft account systems. And amazingly enough, those systems get attacked quite frequently. So we're able to make a lot of, gain a lot of knowledge in terms of how things are being attacked and when identities get compromised and that sort of stuff. So it's a new feature inside of Azure Active Directory, the identity protection. And a lot of customers are very interested in doing a lot of report automation. So I've been doing some PowerShelling.
Nice.
Because there's some PowerShell commandlets to help pull reports on a regular basis and then put them into a CSV and then email them. Though I haven't quite yet got to the email portion of using PowerShell to create an email.
It's pretty
simple. It should be fairly simple,
I assume.
I just haven't gotten to that part.
Actually, I think I have a base PowerShell I could just send you that does all the emailing you just...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see, what else have we been doing? I answer a lot of questions as can a feature do X, Y, or Z. So I'm responsible, my tiger team's responsible for advisory cases, which are the kind of how do I or can I or is this possible with this feature or functionality, whatever it is. Kind of cool. So I spent a lot of time doing that. It's really rewarding, particularly because as I am responsible for a lot of the documentation stuff, working with our docs team.
It probably gives you some good insight about what they're saying about the docs.
So what's interesting is that we've gotten several cases over the past couple of weeks about deleting directories. Hey, when I created something, I created a test directory. I want to delete it now. I've removed everything, but I'm trying to delete it. And when you do your favorite search engine search about deleting Azure Active Directories, you may get thrown over to some of the other forums. Mm-hmm. But there's no search response for our docs article, even though it actually exists inside of a docs article.
Oh, wow.
It's not a specific only deleting, it's managing. So we're looking at that document to see, does it make sense for us to break it Cut out, it up, or yeah. do I need to call our friends over there, hi Duncan, and say, SEO buddy.
Yeah, I would say carve it out. We've been going through a lot of that and just realizing that some of these larger,
so it's only a couple of paragraphs, though. Does it make sense to really carve it out?
Potentially. You're going to get much hotter SEO juice.
Yeah, that, for sure.
And especially, like, that's a task that would be, like, people are asking about.
Yeah.
So and that's big with a search is when you break it out, then you can get that higher SEO and get the results and get it into the main result. Yeah. I know there was something I was looking up in SharePoint while I was back in New York. I couldn't find it. And then I had to really, like, I made this long search string in my favorite search engine. And it's like, okay, I finally found the article I was looking for. Gave feedback and said, you guys need to break this up.
Yep. One thing you could do is apparently you could go and hire some people to put up thousands and thousands of websites that point to that article if you needed to.
I kind of like how I buy my Facebook followers.
You could do that, or
my Twitter followers. Yeah,
or you could probably write.
They're all bots anyway.
You could probably write up a script using virtual machine scale sets and have them all point to the article for you. And
yes,
or we could set up a chat bot like Tay there to talk about it.
Yep. If only I knew somebody in Azure that could throw up some stuff.
Really you got it. For me. They exclude all of ours. We can't do that.
Yeah. So it's super cool learning. Talk about a crash course into Azure Active Directory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I start to onboard learning a new technology at the depth that you need to support incidents, it's a crash course. In fact, so much so that I'm going to actually spend the majority of my holiday, or a lot of my holiday time, which we do need to talk about the show programming for the holidays, but we'll get to that at some point.
Yeah.
Is I'm actually going to learn Federation and how tokens are generated and where you can start reading through the tokens and passing tokens around and some of that stuff. So yeah,
very cool.
That's kind of the next thing, because Federation was in its infancy when I was dealing with AD a lot of the time before. So now with Federation being pretty common, and then of course you've got new features shipping all the time, right? So
yeah,
pretty cool. So I've been doing that, been publishing some more documentation out there.
Look at you.
We are going to sit down one afternoon.
Are you doing it with Git, the command line?
No. but I do have a replica.
I have a
replica on my laptop.
A clone.
Okay, I have a clone.
You have a clone of the repo.
Of the repo. I forked it.
Did you use the GUI or the command line?
Oh, yeah, I used the GUI.
Oh, God, I'll break you that habit quick.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was only because that was what the instructions said on the website.
Yeah, no, don't go. Don't follow the instructions.
Wow.
I'll teach you how to do it. I've got a one-page OneNote. I call it Git for Gits.
Can you please forward that to me?
And it works great.
Yeah?
It works out well.
I know, no joke, I have to now contribute to 3 or 4 repositories, so I need that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do a special patch and switch edition of Git for Gits for you guys. I'll book a conference room.
Yeah?
Maybe we'll record it and put it up online.
No, I think we need to actually get, we may need to go to the boardroom for that.
The special board.
Oh, yeah. We need a board.
The MNV.
Yes.
Especially or the redesign MNV.
Well, the BBC.
I was actually just at the BBC. They did some renos too recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, and nice. They updated the menu a little bit.
Oh, you know where we need to go? GUSA.
GUSA?
Yeah, that Growlers USA place. It's just opened. Yeah.
Or Hi-Fi.
Well, there's like 200 local-ish in the Northwest brews there at the Growler place.
We should probably wait till the beer talk.
Beer session.
Oh, yeah. All right. We at any rate, I'll learn some pulling and... do you have to push and pull the gets?
It's hilarious.
And you mark it down?
Yeah, you mark it down.
Mark it down. Stop.
Do-do-do-do. Yeah. Strangely
you're sitting there looking at me going, oh, so cute. You know your little technology so there, buddy. Cute.
Strangely enough, I've been working in documentation for the last
while.
Imagine that.
Well, so here's the fun thing is that I actually, we did, it's probably been about a month and a half that it had been before we talked earlier this week, and we went and grabbed lunch earlier this week, and I started talking to you about all the things. You're like, oh, yeah, we did that last year. So I'm essentially replicating all the stuff that you've done. I'm just trying to accelerate it.
You got it. get it all through. So we're having this. I'm doing documentation specifically with the SAP service because I work on the SAP HANA on large instances. SAP HANA on large HANA. Instances.
So are you working with Jürgen on that?
Jürgen is a good friend of mine. Yes. So is Ashvin. So nurturing this one 90-page Word document mm-hmm. that's been converted from Word into Markdown, which if anyone that ever has done that before knows the perils that are involved. And then chopping it up in the 5 docs and then getting them imported and brought in, stuff like that. So it's kind of cool. And then because we migrated to docs.microsoft.com, the build engine and the validation, that sort of stuff, is kind of wonky to figure out how that all works on our end, on my end at least. The docs people are like, no problem. They can right. figure it all out. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's been kind of fun. Doing some more research on our good friends from Oracle with some good, cool Oracle implementations. Which is always fun. I think I tweeted out a little while ago looking for Oracle expertise.
And you got an earful from Within Raphael.
Huh? You found somebody?
No, it's Win Raphael, but he was
Within Raphael.
Yeah,
he does a lot of client side work.
Yeah, he's all mostly client side work. I'm looking for the database back end guys to connect up and talk about some stuff. So that's kind of fun. And then also, we released to public GA. Anyone can now go to our South Central U.S. data center and deploy an N-Series VM.
Ooh.
So the N-Series are now available.
Ooh.
So I actually got access, early preview to the N-Series VMs for some demos that I was doing and some documentation stuff, which is very cool. But I had an N-Series VM, and I'm paranoid about those guys because I don't want to take up a GPU from somebody else.
Yeah.
Because I don't need it. I'm just using it for some stuff and then shutting it down.
Tell me you were playing Quake.
No, I wasn't playing Quake.
Damn it.
All of a sudden, I get an email that says, capacity warning, just as a courtesy email to the Microsoft internal staff, basically just saying, hey, if you're using the N-Series VMs, don't use them, shut them down, let other people use them because there's an uptake in demand because it's launch day today.
So
they just want to make sure everyone had access to them,
yeah.
just in case some guy for some reason provisioned a whole whack of them for no reason. So I freaked out thinking I left mine turned on. I'm like going up to my portal, checking it out. And of course, it wasn't on. I was doing the right thing, so it was all good. But the N-Series went live, which is really, really cool.
Nice.
For both visualization and computation. Very neat. I did do some tests to see if I could use it to produce Tuesdays with Corey because it has the video.
Oh.
And it's CUDA enabled, which CUDA. Means that you get some very fast rendering capabilities. But surprisingly enough, the sophistication and the production quality that we do with Tuesdays with Corey does not require a GPU to be able to render.
I'm shocked.
So
shocker.
Until I can get a 3D animated model of Corey, I don't really need to use the GPUs.
So. You do realize just by saying that, that's going to be an action item for you now, right?
Corey's going to ask me to try to make
one. Oh, sure. He needs 3D now? The robot's not good enough?
The robot's not good enough, man. Robot's not good enough.
Speaking of robots, we had the robots at the Ignite conference.
Yeah.
The photo was – there was another photo passed around Twitter again recently of Frederick in the – I think it was Frederick in the robot being brought up the stairs again.
Up
the escalator?
It? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm expecting to get a fine check, a fine invoice at any time for the robots. I'm pretty sure we're banned from having robots ever again anywhere.
Uh-huh. But that expense was finally approved. It's over 60 days, but it was finally approved.
For all the money that we spent for the Red Bull and everything?
On my credit card, it was finally approved to be able to use those robots.
Oh, for the robots?
Yeah.
I thought I put the robots. So who paid for the Red Bulls and the donuts?
That was on yours.
Oh, was that on mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I should go look
at it. We split it. You took the food for the keynote. I took the robots.
Okay.
And then we hid them as meal expenses. And then
As we
document this on the radio.
Hundreds and hundreds of expenses under $75.
Yep. How do they eat 16 meals in one day?
Have you not seen these two?
It was brought up in the chat room by Wireless Life. Toronto FC versus Sounders FC this weekend for the MLS Cup.
Absolutely.
Place your bets.
A couple of superstar teams going in there.
Well, so here's the interesting thing. Sounders FC was at the bottom of the table earlier this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They fired their manager. And then they just kind of came back around, got hot at the right time. Though that game will be far from hot in Toronto in December.
Yeah.
Well, it would be far from hot here.
It's true. I was actually hoping that Montreal would have won because then the match would have been here.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I know that most flights to and fro Toronto this weekend from Seattle are completely booked up.
Yeah.
And full as the Sounders supporters are heading that way. Let's see.
Got the Husky supporters heading.
Yeah, so where is that game?
Spokane, isn't it?
No.
The Huskies are here.
Oh, sorry.
But they're playing the American football
Atlanta
program.
Atlanta.
Alabama. Yes.
Oh, is it?
Alabama.
No. Well, that's who they're playing.
In Atlanta.
Oh.
It's in Atlanta. Is that the bowl they're playing in is in Atlanta? Okay.
Yeah.
Which would be the Peach Bowl, I believe.
I believe so.
On New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Wow.
I know Alaska Airlines was saying, hey, here.
Well, they have two flights to and fro Atlanta, so.
I think they're increasing it for the
book. Oh, are they?
This is a new segment, I think.
Air travel.
Sports talk?
Talking about sports talk. Where Patch has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's all right. let's see. Mr. Blacksway said, speaking of Ignite, robots have to brag a little. He's passed his upgrade exam for the Windows Server 2016
Congrats.
MCSA, so that's awesome. He says it feels amazing. I agree.
You mentioned you're going to be doing some Active Directory studying. I'm going to be doing some Linux sysadmin studying.
Yeah?
I have to pass that exam.
Are you going
to
bash?
I have to pass that exam before February.
Ooh.
So.
Is that mandatory?
No, it's because my credit expires.
Oh, your credit expires. Okay. So. Hey, big shout out to Buckeye Guy the main man, J Flo. He's totally rooting for Washington and then, of course, Ohio State. Well, Ohio State Washington vinyl would be fun.
Yeah, it would.
I just don't see Washington selling down Bama.
I don't see it.
I mean, I'm all rooting for the dogs, but I'll tell you, I don't see it.
I had an interesting experience watching that Alabama-Florida game.
Were you in New York when you were watching this?
I was watching this in New York.
So you're watching Alabama and Florida in New York?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, and the worst part was my former boss is the Florida head coach now.
Ah. Oh, so you were, like, rooting for Florida.
To beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ermiger.
This is all just over my
head. I also watched some hockey while I was in New York.
Well, I can understand that, at least.
I saw there was on the news last night a fantastic from the AHL. The guy who plays for the Manitoba Moose.
Yeah.
Puck was actually coming out of the air. And was, you know, probably a foot and a half up in the air, and he whacks it, gets it full on, and just puts it right past the goalkeeper. Nice. Goaltender, it was awesome.
Did you see the increased aggression towards goalies going on recently? Did you see the gif of Price?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Was it Carolina they were playing? I forget who they were playing, but there's a gif of Price being taken out by a guy coming up with a defender trying to stop him. And he completely gets wiped out of the crease completely. Price gets up and just goes and starts whamming on the back of the guy's head. Like, literally, he's taking, like, you know the blocker on the side?
Yeah,
where you've got the fist and you got the blocker that sticks out past it? He's nailing it in the back of the guy. And those things
are not soft.
And the defender, the defense, has the hockey player by the scruff of the neck and is pulling him out of the crease, trying to get him away from Price. Price was ready to rip his head off.
That's the thing. These goalies are mentally unstable.
And that's not said
in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because you have to be mentally unstable to sit in front of a hockey puck coming at 90 miles an hour to your head.
Yeah,
so I mean, my buddy Chunga, who I DJ with on another station, he runs a podcast network. Chunga was my goalie, and I love Chunga, but man, to stand in front,
So they're again, there's a huge uproar about it. What's going on? And like the pundits are basically saying, look, you got to put in rules to protect the goalies because they're not enforcing any of the rules to protect them.
It's kind of like what happened to the prior to last weekend and the results through all the championship games. Mm-hmm. Actually, after Friday's game where UW won the Pac-12. There was one of the pundits on TV who's like, the committee, which is who decides who goes into the top four college football teams, the committee doesn't have the balls to put two Big Ten teams in and ignore the Pac-12 again. And I am not an apologist for the Pac-12. I agree it is a weaker conference when you compared to some, right? Not all. Particularly, ooh, that's pretty.
I didn't see that. Ooh.
Yeah. Lovely.
Display driver failure.
Wow. Or something. At any rate, I was actually, I actually jumped on Twitter because I was going to make a comment. I didn't need to. It was only like 30 seconds after the comment was made. I jump on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, he's got enough.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But it was one of those things I'm just like, dude, just shut it. There's really no need.
Well, and that's always been the problem with college sports and the polls.
Yeah.
Is all the media people in the East Coast will only vote for East Coast or Midwest. It was a problem in
Hey, here's a way to fix it. The playoff's FBS. Fine. The playoff's good. I mean, it's better than nothing. Make it 8 teams. All you need is 8 teams. You won't have controversy. Okay, anyway, we got to move on.
Right over my head.
Yeah, because he doesn't. Canadian doesn't get it.
Don't get it.
You just riot and then clean up after.
Right? Clean up after.
And say sorry.
When you lose. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, we smashed in a window. We'll be there in the morning to put some cardboard over it, eh?
And bring you donuts.
We'll bring you some Timmies.
Timmies.
Next segment of the big program is beer money.
Beer money.
Goodness.
Wow. So, holidays.
It's the holiday season.
So I have a question for both of you guys. For the room. Do you guys proactively bring a troubleshooting toolkit with you?
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a good question.
Like, what is in your toolkit?
Like, what would be in your toolkit?
I have several USB thumb drives that...
Various different installs.
I have my wiring kit that has almost any wire to have me plug in a device.
So converter cables.
So exactly. Where was that kit today when we were trying to get the studio up?
Yeah, I know. Eh?
Right here.
Just it's designed for IT, not for audio. Yeah. That's the problem. So do you screwdrivers as well?
I do have a small...
Spare power cables.
Yep.
See? This is exactly... We should be selling these kits.
We should. The we patch should. And switch kit.
The Christmas patch and switch IT kit. I think
that would be a bad
idea. I mean, good. We could get a nice little roll bag with it. And
there we go.
Perfect. What about you, Joey? Do you carry?
Well, so I am notorious for carrying every potential cable known to man, and then a couple of spare batteries for phones.
Exactly.
But I don't have a USB recovery because I guess I'm a little spoiled in the fact that we've got access to some of our tools, and I can just quickly download.
Yeah.
The Dart tools and make a Dart recovery image real quick.
So I still carry Dart and I still carry the OS install for multi versions of Windows.
Multi-pass.
Windows. So I still do that. But tools, you bring like screwdrivers, spare screws?
I have a big Tupperware container of them in my office.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a little Tupperware that I carry sometimes.
But
mini screwdriver set. Multi-head screwdriver set. I got one actually that's a branded Microsoft Consulting Services. I got it at TechReady sometime.
I guess the thing is, if I don't have it, then I don't have to actually manage it.
True. Very true.
Good point.
More and more, it's just restart it.
Another question for you: if someone asks for advice on buying a system, do you now direct them more to laptops versus desktops?
Okay, so this is a great topic because we've actually had a couple of requests come in.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
One was looking for a 17-inch laptop, to which we all of us, only one of us asked, but all of us were thinking, do you really need a 17-inch laptop? Particularly with low-end processor specs thing. It's only browsing the web. You don't need a 17-inch laptop. Well, and 15-inch laptops, particularly those deals that are at the Microsoft store, just promoting because I work here, but those deals are absurd.
Yes, they've got a Surface for less than $650 now.
Right, yeah, this week. And then I think there's $50 back if you buy, I don't know if it's a O365 subscription or something. It's dirt cheap. But that's that Surface Pro is the Intel...
The M3. Yeah.
So I haven't followed because I only went with the I processors. The difference between the I and the M's?
M is supposed to run cooler.
It's the more mobile processor. Does it have as many cores?
No.
So it's not necessarily designed for the multiple cores and that kind of stuff. Okay, cool.
The M3 Surface Pro, you're going to throw that in your bag again, like last time. Anyways, the M3, I mean, it's nicer. I mean, it's definitely mobile, but...
That's why it's M.
That's why it's M. I've heard overheat issues with them because they try and do them fanless and that kind of thing, and it's just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I personally have stuck with the i-series.
Answer the question. Do you recommend laptops versus desktops?
Depends on what you're doing. I have a desktop, but I need a desktop because I need all the RAM and the hard drive space, particularly doing the audio work that I do. All
right.
And I'm gonna channel my inner Wes Miller and say it depends. As well.
Yeah.
My mom, she would lose a laptop, so I got her a little Nook.
I love those.
You can get the security cable and tie it down to the table.
it's not that. She lost her glasses and they were on top of her head. I mean, it's that kind of thing.
Nice.
Love my mom. Love you, Mom, if you ever listen.
Did you get the Nook with the graphics acceleration and the skull on it, or just the regular Nook?
The regular Nook.
Those are awesome.
I want one.
Problem is that they start at 600 bare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in eight or nine by the time you get driving memory.
I got my mom an i5 with 16 gigs of RAM and 250 gig M2
16
storage.
Gig of RAM, that's overkill, dude.
It was cheap. It was $5 less for eight. Okay.
RAM's cheap.
It's 16 gigs, Mom. RAM's
cheap, I guess.
RAM's cheap.
Ramstein.
Ramstein.
So I'm torn. I've.
So do you have somebody in the family who's looking for a device?
Well,
you have desktops.
I've got a mix of a bunch of different options at the house right now. But what I have been doing is I've actually been converting the plugs in their bedrooms to actual network connections as opposed to phone connections.
Wired, yeah.
So it was literally a matter of simply popping the panel off and then repinning out and getting a new RJ45 connection on there, and it worked fine, which is good. But that ties into my random spending, which I'll save for the random spending segment. But, I've got probably two laptops because they were spares that I have.
You got a 2960, didn't you?
No, I've got two spares, two older laptops that work fine for what they want. And then I've got one desktop that I threw in there. So,
I have the one production desktop, and then there's an old desktop, which I now figured is probably 10 years old. It has 3 gig of RAM, but it is an i3. It's one of the first generation i3s. I upgrade. It was running like a pig with Win 7 on it. It never went to 8, but I put 10 on it, and actually... got rid of a lot of the performance issues.
Nice.
It's fully not supported. I mean, you go and look at their site, and they're like, no, it's not supported, but all the drivers work.
Of course.
And it's running fine, but that machine is essentially in the office. It streams music and Netflix for when the wife's working in the crafting room. And then occasionally it's used to play Animal Jam or Minecraft. but apart from that, it's not really used for much of anything. Yeah. And I've been considering replacing that with a Nook, just to get a little bit faster device. And then I want the one that you can actually put a full-size physical spinny drive in it.
Yep.
Just to store a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
But then I look and I go, but I really want to get a NAS device.
Yeah.
And the prices for NAS devices are actually pretty tasty right now.
Just get one that does support SMB3 and not SMB1.
Well, I have a super secret Excel spreadsheet from Ned Pyle.
Yeah, we have Ned Pyle approved ones.
I need to see this list.
Yeah, so I think it's price per performance, and you have to look at it. And when I was building my desktop, I could not get the same price per performance, even on a custom built desktop, as I could get on some of these laptops around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I mean, that's the Wes Miller. It depends for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you? I mean, are you thinking some desktops around to do stuff, or
I got a request from a gamer.
Gamer.
So he wants GPU acceleration.
Yeah.
He
doesn't know what it is. Laptops with GPUs is pricey.
Yeah. 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 So he doesn't know what it is. His friends do.
Get him a Surface Studio.
Yeah. Get me a Surface Studio. That's my Christmas wish list. But you know what? Let's go into beer. Beer next, and then random spending?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Let's go for beer.
Go for beer.
Beer talk. No, we did beer talk.
Beer talk. So you have the Raspberry Pis.
So I have the Raspberry Pis.
We have all the
Wait, I thought we were talking beer, not raspberry.
It's beer technology.
Oh,
beer,
okay.
Beer technology.
So do you have the flow meter kind of things?
I have the flow meters, but I actually loan them out to our technology consultant, Mr. Cowper.
Who's actually using them, correct?
He's using them correctly, yes. He has it set up, and has the flow meters working correctly as well. And so he was the prototyper to figure out the cable length and wiring, that sort of stuff. And then when he comes back from his vacation, we'll be going and wiring up the Beer Team 6 kegerator correctly. So that'll be good. So if you have an old monitor kicking around the house, or you have an old monitor kicking around the house,
I've got a couple monitors.
Like a 17-inch monitor, square.
Yep. Yeah, it's square.
4.3. Yeah, I'll take it.
You want it?
It'll work, sure.
Okay. It should be sitting in my office.
We'll figure something out.
So long as the technology recycle queen did not come ripping through my area.
We can work that one out. But beer-wise, I was...
We are low.
I know. We are very low. I have 10 gallons of beautiful maple smoked scotch ale that just needs to be filtered and carbonated.
I will help you with that this weekend.
I will
come through the snow to help filter and get that going.
So that's basically in secondary right now. It needs to be filtered and carbonated. And then we have almost nothing left of the golden and almost nothing left of the red and almost nothing left of the wit. So literally we're almost out.
I bought a third-party IPA,
Dogfish.
I have
Dogfish 90-minute IPA.
I have 2 6 packs of IPAs at my house for you guys from Mr. AZ Growler Guy Art.
Is that different than what you had brought over?
Mm-hmm.
So I was.
Oh, he brought more.
I was concerned that the Dogfish IPA being 90-minute would be extremely hoppy.
Yeah.
But it's only a 60 IBU.
Yeah, but what's the ABV? Malty.
It's only 9%.
Oh, is that all?
It's darker and malt. It's basically a maltier IPA, and it's actually really freaking good. It's just really freaking alcoholic.
So, Mr. Blacksway, I'm gonna sidetrack you here, Mr. Blacksway, to the chat room. So for those of you paying attention and listening, who aren't looking at the chat, he says, speaking of 2016 nano server deploying on SD cards, thoughts. So I'm gonna throw that out to the chat room. Chat room. Go away. We're going to talk about beer. Go. I don't mean go away. I mean go.
Please stay.
Talk amongst yourselves in the chat room. We're going to talk about beer.
Why can't they eat cake? Just go.
No, that's not what I meant.
I know. Definitely. Very, very cool.
IT Prayer says, if the hardware is supported, why not?
So the...
SD cards, a normal SD card?
Yeah.
It depends. I'd be worried about the rewrites on that.
Yeah, well, I'd be the performance on the it. Unless you're a 10X or more.
Yeah. Well, even a 10X... That's, I mean, it's faster to go with like an M2 flash drive.
Yeah, I was going to say one of those M drives, yeah. And
NVMe, way to go. Very expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have the means.
Yes, if you have the means, use it.
So
I've got 7.5 gallons of the 90-minute Dogfish, which is
It's a full IPA. It's not a session. Well, obviously, it's not a session at 9%.
It's a full IPA.
You said it's 60 IBU?
60 IBU and 9% alcohol and malty flavor.
Hmm.
So it's worth a try.
And who makes that?
Dogfish.
That's right, Dogfish.
Very cool.
JFlow says, speaking of beer, I need a recommendation for good beer/food in the, quote, Seattle area for the weekend.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
What part of town are
what
you going to be in?
What part of town are you going to be
that's
in?
That's probably the biggest issue right there.
What time do you want to meet up?
Yeah. Exactly.
When are you buying us the first round? That's what it is.
If you're on the east side, Bellevue Brewing Company, Hi-Fi Brewing, Black Malt Raven, Malt and Vine.
Well, again, only one of those three have food.
Well, Bellevue Brewing has food.
Yeah, but right. Malt and Vine, every delivery company knows where Malt and Vine is.
Including the Euro place next door and the teriyaki place.
We need to go get Euros again. Sorry.
Other restaurant recommendations on the east side. I mean, there's Dozone. Prime Steakhouse, Dozone. Dozone, oh.
Dozone's good.
We need some Dozone.
We do need some Dozone. There's the, what's the Tuna House and the Ramen Place?
I forget the name of the Ramen Place.
It's the Ramen Place.
It's a Kaya or something.
Yep.
Then there's like 19 amazing burger places in Redmond with 6 more opening soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of options on the east side. In the Seattle side.
We don't cross the bridge very often.
Yeah, but Counterbalance?
Counterbalance, there's Flying Bike. That's a lot of fun. Elysian.
You've got Fremont Brewing. We went by Fremont. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Have you guys drank the beer that we made with Flying Bike?
No, it's not ready yet.
It's not ready yet.
But they've sold it. They have a chunk of it already.
So they sold a chunk of it because they put it in... They mixed it with something.
Oh, okay.
So what they did is they mixed it with a couple other brews, and they're doing it. But the stuff that's in the barrels, Still in the barrels.
It's still in the barrels. Okay. I was there when Art came up. We stopped by there, and the guy who's the brewmaster, Dan, is his name Dan?
Ken.
It was hilarious because he remembered me, and he started bringing out all these beers. I'm like, do I need to pay for all these? He's like, no. Here, just try these all. He goes, actually, you want to tap yours? I'm like, no, we shouldn't. Let's leave it. If I have us open that up.
TE Cable Guy says, we're waiting for beer and wings to come in for lunch.
Wow.
Bringing in beer and wings. We need to figure this out. Right? We need to source this.
Right. Dozone.
We need to source
this. Dozone and beer.
J-Flo says he's on the east side. So there's all your recommendations, buddy. And there's a million and a half more. The craft breweries right now in Seattle and tasting rooms are much like, on the weekend, are much like Starbucks. There's one on every corner. Oh, but then there's the big one, right, with Red Rock.
Red Hook.
What? Yeah, Red Hook. They've got food there too.
That's further north.
Yeah. They have cheese curds there.
I've heard they're good.
But they've taken the poutine off the menu.
Darn that.
Because they rotate the menu.
Yeah.
Right? They do that whole menu rotation. Do you want to talk about random spending for 5 minutes?
Random spending.
You said you had random spending.
I have a couple of random spends. Mainly due to the fact that I had a server failure. When we had some power fluctuations with the big windstorm.
Oh.
Yes. And luckily, I had done a backup of the server to an external USB drive beforehand, which is good. So I bought a Synology. There is a Synology SNAS. The 416J, I think it's called.
So you got the 4-bay.
The 4-bay.
But do you have the extra processing to do the streaming?
No. It's an Atom processor.
Okay, so it's not designed to do all the
not really designed encoding. To do the streaming and the encoding, but I got it for like 200 and change because I already had the
bare
drives.
Bare bones, right?
Bare bones, already had the drives, came with 16 gigs of RAM.
Nice.
Freaking amazing.
What do you think of the UI?
And I turned off everything except for SMB3 sharing.
Nice.
And it's great, man.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
That's the one I'm looking at.
And to be able to do the streaming, all I did was I simply loaded Plex on one of my spare servers in the house and then point to the NAS as the source.
Yeah.
And it works great. Absolutely nice. Great. So that's my one random spin, which is quite good. Highly recommended. Very easy to use and to set up. The second thing that I did is my Wi-Fi issues in the house. I was constantly always going through stuff. I'm throwing out my Linksys in case anyone wants it.
No.
It's you're welcome to have it. It's crappy V1 hardware that was replaced. I replaced it, as you know, with one of the previous episodes with a Nighthawk, 1700 or 1900, whatever it was. But then even more was I was still getting dead spots in the house. And so I was like, yeah, there was a Kinja deal or Kijiji or what's it called?
Huawei.
Huawei. It's a Kinja? Is that how you say it? what's the name of it?
Just leaving. I think it's Kinja.
Is it Kinja? Okay. They had a sale on, or they always tell you the sales that are going on. And they had the range extenders from Netgear, this 2700.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny device with the antennas. But it doesn't use power line to do it, and it doesn't listen to the Wi-Fi signal to do it. It's an actual true AP. And so I rewired the kids' bedrooms to use RG45s, and I can output one of those devices in the extremes of the house. And believe it or not, it actually is really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
It works great. So it works as a true AP, and you just set it up for the proper SSID broadcast, and I now have a better coverage.
IT Pair wants to know if you'll sign the Linksys.
Nice. I I will sign it with a sledgehammer, actually.
An autographed Linksys router.
I'll take my nail gun, put a nail through it, and then I'll sign it. And I will auction
your
it off with all money going
to your... Your nail gun works really well because I put a nail through my thumb with your nail gun. So.
It was not me that did that. It was me that did that. Yeah. I will absolutely sign it and give it off to the free world of anyone that wants to have it just because that damn Linksys has given me more trouble over the last 2 years.
J-Flo says he's got the Google OnHub router and he loves it. And then I know that I've been having conversations with other people, including Clint from the Channel 9 fame, about a different one.
He goes for the full-fledged ones that Troy...
These are the big access points.
I'm actually going to buy a Ubiquiti access
point. I hear that in a normal-sized house, you really only need one, but two obviously makes it better.
Well, in my condo, I figure I can cover it with one.
Yeah.
And since I have a firewall.
Yeah, you're already good because you've got
My dream would be the Ubiquiti Gateway and then maybe two APs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One for one end of the house, one for the other end of the house.
Yeah.
It's a big house.
I did. It is a big house.
Oh, I did a little.
My last random spend is actually on buying my house.
I heard.
Congratulations, sir.
Congrats, sir.
The paperwork is currently underway, hopefully closing by the end of the month.
Excellent. It's in progress.
It's in progress.
Excellent.
It's in progress.
I'm going to have the chat room go ahead and start giving us one word, work safe, for the naming of next week's show.
That would be great.
And then I'm going to talk about my random spending.
I've got a random spin too, so go ahead.
Black Friday came early.
Ooh.
A couple days early, the Roku stick, the streaming sticks, have the new generation, the third generation, I think is what they are. They were on sale for mid $30, right at $29. Mm-hmm. A couple of the spare rooms only stream via DVD players, mm-hmm. which is just brutally slow.
Ouch.
So I replaced them.
There's such high compute power inside of those DVD players.
Well, yeah. Blu-ray players. And so I replaced it with the Roku stick, which I love. And then the other thing that I've done is that I have bought NFL Sunday Ticket. It's the ability for me to stream all the out-of-market games, NFL games.
Live or
live.
Delayed?
Nope, live.
That's different than game day.
That's different than game day, yes.
My wife has game day.
Yeah. So I have the ability, but see, she's a Seahawks fan, and you'll always have the Seahawks on TV here. As a Texans fan, I rarely have the Texans on TV here, though we did have it on this weekend.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is with the little Roku stick, it has a little NFL app on it, so I can watch it from any TV in my house, but even better, I can bring it to the brewery. So we are no longer tethered to Joey can't brew until after the Texans game.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll be able to stream the Texans game so long as I can connect to your Wi-Fi.
Nice.
Which is always a challenge.
Yeah. Because you never know if it's going to be working.
You never know if it's going to work.
Well, nice. This time it sounds like it's going to be better. Nice. But my random spend, I got off the plane in New York and my Surface Pro 3's radios died.
You couldn't get AM on that anymore?
I couldn't get AM or FM.
No.
Really?
Nor Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Oh, wow.
Did you call Jeffrey and ask if you could get his signal from his big radio, CB radio?
Yeah. No, I didn't do that. I actually took it to the Microsoft store.
You know,
near
you
my
can open
house.
The Surface up, a couple of screwdrivers?
I know.
Pop that open and pop in a new module?
No, it's integrated. It's dead. It's dead, Jim.
It's dead, Jim.
It's dead.
So I ended up having to get a Surface Pro 4.
Did you get any credit for the previous device?
No? No, because the radios were dead.
It has to be in working condition.
It has to be in working condition.
Burkle Flickle. They actually tested the Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah. In fact, they have some interesting tools that are kind of retail store only, and he's like going through, oh, yeah, this is dead.
Oh.
Wow.
I want those diagnostic tools.
Exactly.
Big happy birthday to TE Cable Guy.
Oh, wow.
It's his birthday. We do have, we need one more work safe. Oh, I think we just got our work safe word.
Oh, we got a whole bunch.
Yeah, we've got that. So you've got a Surface Pro 4 now. Welcome to the family. Which one did you get?
I got the i7 16 gig,
of course
256
you did.
Gig.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did.
Of course you did. So we're going to go with de-icer, hopsecutioner,
Vortex.
Yep.
That's what we're going to go with.
Make it so.
De-icer, hopsecutioner, Vortex will be the name of the show.
Yep.
In a fortnight's time, so we've got 2 minutes to talk about the holiday schedule. So we will do a show in 2 weeks' time. Yes, are you around?
23rd of December.
Yes.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Sure. I'm not here on the 23rd.
You're not here on the 23rd? Well, we can do the program. Maybe.
Ooh. If you want to.
I know the studio is technically shut down.
We can build a studio in 5 minutes. We can do the frickin' program.
Yeah, we can do the frickin' program.
I can get all the prep done, but...
So, yeah, we'll do tentative program on the 23rd. I am technically on vacation,
so
but I'll come in to do that.
So am I. And this will be the official Christmas show.
It will be the official Christmas show, and then we will be taking a break.
I expect ugly sweaters and hats.
Yes.
Thank God I'm not going to be here.
Where's the band at?
I don't know.
They're in the Lex studio.
You better start doing a... around the corner.
Yeah.
They're talking to V. Oh, there they go.
All right, so that does it for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Remember, we'll be back in a fortnight's time for the last show of 2016 and then not back until well after January, but we'll talk about that. Then, want to thank everybody for tuning in, including Mr. Blacksway, IT Prayer, Wireless Life, Pierre Roman, Genescu, Visio MVP, happy birthday to TE Cable Guy, my man Jay Flo, give us a call on the weekend, yeah? Scott Gothel's Tom Kapka, One Wise Geek has been around, as has Fair Britt Kowski, Frederick Bork Bork Bork, Kevin Hoyle has been with us, and of course my good friend Colleen. Go check out the AAD webinars by going to aka.ms/AADwebinar.
Excellent.
Until then, have a weekend, everybody.